Praise be to God. It's indeed a happy time for us to be back together with everyone. For a short meditation, we will look into two chapters from the Bible. We will look into Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27, and Luke chapter 6, 46 to 49. So first we look into Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. If anyone has found it, please read for us. Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Okay. If somebody can read for us Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. Thank you, Ajma. So this is a very familiar passage for all of us, and especially this is a parable that Jesus shared, and the parable of the wise and foolish builders. We just looked at the two references about this incident in the Bible that Jesus talks about two different builders, the wise and foolish builders. Now we know this is a parable, and we know about parables, Jesus in his teaching. This is one of his teaching methodology, by using parables to share different things that he wanted with his people. So we know that parable, one of our very favorite definitions, is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So many a times we see that parables used to convey a lot of meaning to people, some of which was understood, some of which was misunderstood, some of it people never even bothered to listen to. But in all these things, Jesus used very simple illustration, but made sure that the meaning was very intense. And we know that it has two levels of meaning. One, it can be taken literally for what the word stands for. And sometimes these parables were very figurative to make them understand different, deeper meanings. Now, we know that as growing up, we all learn a lot of fairy tales. We all learn different sort of stories. One of the stories that comes to my mind is Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The story, if you look at it, it's about a girl that goes into the house in a log cabin and the bear, and she finds three sets of different things. So then the story goes on and on and on. But the simple story is, or the meaning of the story is, not to go to a house, or when you are a stranger, don't go into a house when there's nobody at house. So it was a simple story used to teach children not to go into places that they don't know, or go into a house when there's nobody in that house available. So similarly, these parables were used to teach his disciples, to teach his followers, to teach people who heard him for the first time, and to teach people he was talking to for many years. And now we know that this illustration, again, is one of our favorite Sunday school stories. We all sing the song, "The Wise Man Who Built His House Upon the Rock. The rains came down and the floods came up, but the house on the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house on the sand. The rains came down and the floods came up, but the house on the sand went flat." And then when we know that when we build our life on Christ Jesus, when our prayers go up, his blessings come down as we build our life in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the story is very simple. But what is that we have to learn in our lives through this parable? Now we know from Luke's account about this parable, Jesus begins with asking a question. Why do you call me Lord and do not do what I say? Why do you call me Lord and do not do what I say? So we can many times in life be just hearers of the word and do nothing about it. We might just be hearers and not doers of the word. And we see that Jesus in his ministry told a lot of things. And particularly this parable comes to us during the conclusion of his Sermon on the Mount. And we see that Jesus was not just giving them a lot of information, but he gave all this information so that they could be transformed in their lives as well. So we see Jesus took every effort to explain these things to them. But at the end of the day, he wanted them to go back into their lives, go back to reality, and then lead their lives the way Christ wanted them to live. Now, if you look at this illustration that Jesus Christ used in the Middle Eastern area, in the areas of Palestine, the terrain was, they had high valleys and then low valleys. And rain and storm was a very usual incident in that area. It used to rain, there used to be storms, simply because of the hill and valley region of Middle Eastern setup. So when there was flooding, there used to be rivers that would overflow and wash everything that's on the way. So what Jesus was trying to tell them was that all these things in life are a very usual occurrence. But he was trying to say that if you build your life on Christ, then that is the sure, firm foundation. He might have liked, we see that the foolish men and the wise men are both contrasted through two different attempts in their lives. Both of them wanted to build the house, but a house that both of them built had two different approaches. One built it on the rock, and the other built it on the sand. From this, we can understand the two different mindset the two different builders had. And that's the mindset that Christ is talking to each one of us about. Are we builders on the rock, or are we builders on the sand? So let's look at these two builders. We see things that would have happened in this wise man's life. When he was about to go and build the house, what did the wise man do? Let's just imagine some of the things that he would have done. He would have gone out just before building the house to make sure that everything around the house was ready. He would have planned out very well, carefully, to see how his foundation would have been. We know that building on the rock is not very easy. It's very strenuous. He had to put in a lot of hours of labor. He had to prepare the ground very well. He planned very well. He was looking at the elevation of the place. He knew that it was a place, it rained very well. And I'm sure he would have also asked other people who built their lives or built their houses in that area before he was going to build. Whereas if we contrast the foolish builders, he probably would have just quickly gone, wanted to build a house, wouldn't have had much time to think about what are the other forces that are going to act upon this house, but very quickly went and built a house, didn't have to labor too much, but took the easy way out. But we see the story changes when that evening there is rain and there's storm, there's flooding, but the house on the rock stood firm, while the house on the sand came tumbling down. Now, when we look at this in our lives too, we all build our lives on different things. And we know that storms in life, rains, flooding, all these realities are part of everybody's lives. These storms in life are common to all of us. You know, but we see that both these houses went through the same amount of testing. Both these houses had same judgments upon them. Both these houses had same amount of pressures around them. But the house on the rock stood firm because that foundation was on Christ Jesus. But on the other hand, the house on the sand came tumbling down because that house never had a firm, sure, steady foundation. And we know that from this story, that in both houses, there was same amount of pressure and storms happening, but that was protected because the foundation was on Christ. So we know that Christ tells us that we are not protected from the storms in life, but we are protected in the storm. And that's the assurance that Jesus gives us each and every day of our lives. He doesn't promise us a life free of storm. He doesn't say it's not going to rain in your life. It doesn't say that there won't be flooding. But he says in and through all the storms that God's presence is sufficient and he will protect us in the storm. If you look at the different verses, and if you want to break down Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27, that very verse begins with, therefore. What does therefore mean? If you look at the when this particular thing was told, Jesus was giving his sermon on the mount, and we see he said a lot of things, but this parable was the conclusion of his message about his sermon on the mount. And this point of time, he expected everybody to follow what Jesus was preaching and go and be doers of that word. He didn't have much time left, so this is kind of the gist of his message. If you look at the previous chapters in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus was telling them a lot of things, but he just didn't want them to be hearers and then just go back living their lives as usual. But he wanted them to significantly transform their lives based on what Jesus was teaching them. And he said that to everyone and to every time. So all people at all times, what was told then is applicable to our lives this year in 2018 as well. It's still significant, it's still active, and it applies to everybody and everybody's life. And he talks about hearing the word of God. We just expose ourselves. We listen to several sermons. We all listen to several speeches. We go. We listen to many inspirational talks. All of this is good, but at the end of the day, when real storm shakes us in life, we are not able to withhold, because sometimes our life's foundation is not in Christ. But if our foundation is sure, our foundation is steady, and if our foundation is in Jesus Christ, then no matter what happens in the storm, we will be with Christ and we will be steady. Now he talks about the house. If you look at it figuratively, the house on the rock and the house on the sand represents each and every one of our life situations. We sometimes think about building our house on different things. Some of us might think that building our house on other things around the world, worldly pleasures, worldly treasures, might make our foundation strong. But no security system or no sure foundation can be made sure unless Christ is part of our lives, unless Christ is building our house. And we know that the foundation is key of every house, literally and figuratively. And we need to ensure that this foundation is built on rock, and on the rock, Jesus Christ. And rain, water, wind, all of these are several realities in our lives. And in all that realities, we need to know that God continues to work in our lives. And the other intention for Jesus saying all this was, he wanted the truth of his gospel to be heard, the truth of his gospel to be pondered upon, and the truth of his life be activated in our lives as well. And we know throughout the Bible there's many references for firm foundations. Or we see another incident where Jesus talks about the stone that the builders rejected turned out to be the cornerstone in our lives. Jesus is that cornerstone in our lives, and we need to build our lives using that stone in our lives. And when we build our lives as such, God continues to make sure that everything in our life is secure, because our life is on Jesus Christ. I just wanted to look at two more verses as we conclude. If we can look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 to 19. And James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 to 19. It's a very significant verse about how Paul instructs Timothy on how our lives must be built on the firm foundation for the coming of the age. If anybody has found it, kindly read it for us. Thank you, Joshi. And if we can look at James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Thank you, Andy. So from Timothy, we know that our hope should be in God, a firm foundation, laying up treasures not for ourselves, but as a firm foundation for the coming generation. And also from James, we know that by doing what God expects us to do in our day-to-day lives, we will be blessed in what we do if our foundation is in Christ. So as we conclude, I just wanted us to go back to our homes as we are driving back, as we are spending the week together, just to think about, what are we building our lives on? Who is, or what is our firm foundation? Where have we established each of our lives' foundation? For those of us who are building our lives on the sand, what are some of the changes that we can make to build our lives on the rock? What are the things that we need to change in our life situations? Things that we have to change in our thinking that we need to make in order to build our lives on the firm foundation, which is the rock. And let's even ponder upon this passage. When you go back, I urge all of us to read back on this passage and see if any part of Jesus' teaching, does it surprise us, or why does it surprise us, or why it doesn't surprise us. We know that Jesus told a lot of things. Why he significantly concluded his Sermon on the Mount with this passage, that he's asking us to be people who not just hear his word, but go and practice it in our lives. So let's also be like people who are not just listening, but going and doing what Jesus expects of us. And let's also think about what happens to those who build their lives on money, who build their lives on fame or for other kind of popularity and all other things that we spoke about today, but what in reality should be our firm foundation. So let's think about it and ask God to open our hearts and minds so that when we build our lives, that we will build our families and build our lives on the firm foundation of Christ Jesus and not on anything else that has no steadiness or no firm foundation, but the foundation on Jesus Christ. Let's conclude with prayer.
ஈஷுவன் நாடிஸ்தானம் ஆஷயவனிலத்ரே ஆஸ்வாசத்தின் பூர்ணதா ஈஷுவில் கண்டே ஞானம் ஆஸ்வாசத்தின் பூர்ணதா ஏஷுவில் கண்டே ஞானம் லோகமே நீக்கு வைரி லோகமென்னே தேஜிச்சால் சோகமெந்தே நீக்காதில் ஏதும் பாய
பாடம்
லோகமே நீக்கு வைரி லோகமென்னே தேஜிச்சால் சோகமெந்தே நீக்காதில் ஏதும் பாய
Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this blessed Sunday morning. Thank you, Lord, bringing us close to another week and a new week in our lives, Lord Father. Gracious Lord, we thank you that we were able to come together in your name to spend time, Lord Father, from learning from your word, Father Lord, as you spoke to us about the wise and foolish builders, Lord Father. We pray that each one of us will be able to build our lives on the rock, which is you, Lord Father. Help us to build our lives on the firm foundation so that no matter what rains, what storm, or what flooding hits our life, Lord Father, that we will have our firm foundation on you, and with you that we will be protected in and through all experiences of life, Lord Father. Help us to know that you continue to love us, that you continue to protect us, and you continue to guide us in all walks of our lives, Lord Father. Help us not just to be hearers of the word, but doers in our life also, Lord, and help us to transform our lives in the way that you want us to lead our lives. We give you all the honor and glory. We pray for the service, Lord Father. We pray that all aspects of the service may bring us hope, comfort, and joy when we are seeking for more of you, Lord Father. Open our hearts and our minds to learn from you, to listen to you, and to lead our lives the way you want us to lead. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.